This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. Real Joe, that's me. I would be Real Joe. 855-732-5563. All right, this is what I was going to touch on earlier. And by the way, Wayne Allyn Root will join me at the bottom of the hour. He and I are like two lab rats going at it at a million miles an hour. So you really gotta pay attention when he's talking. But the White House, our pal Josh Earnest was confronted with a couple of things. This guy has a smug look on his face that makes me crazy. You know, I've had teenagers that lie to you, and every time this man answers a question, I think he's lying to me. I'm sorry. The few times he tells the truth, he looks very uncomfortable, even when it's not a big deal. So the White House response was just quite amazing. Now, he suggests that the response to the Veritas videos that are out there, because they're all lies. Isn't it interesting that you're going to get me rolling? Isn't it interesting that all the Veritas videos against the Dems are lies, okay? All of a sudden, all the WikiLeaks stuff is a bunch of lies. It's not true. All this stuff is not true when it comes to the Dems. If it's Republican, when Assange went after Bush, that was all real. That was all true. That was all right. Do you know what I'm saying? So when this stuff comes out against Republicans, it is 100% unadulterated truth and a discussion as far as the Dems are concerned. When the tables are turned, because they're such saints, they're such wonderful people, they never do anything wrong. Again, I'm watching my local stuff. I just find it amazing that they actually believe that all this negativity is going to take place, is going to take foot. They're coming after locals around here, and they're matching them up to Trump. They're putting Trump's picture on mailers. They're putting out on everything from the dog catcher to our Senate people. I find it amazing. I would start doing the same thing with the Dems. If I had the money, I'd start sending out mailers with pictures of the local Dems next to Trump, and say they have the same policies. Nobody reads. They wouldn't know anyway. Let me get back on track here. So the White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest recommended more salt when viewing Project Veritas videos that purport to expose voter fraud. Even though people have been fired over the WikiLeaks emails, over this video, and other things that were true, that are true. Now, two veteran Democrat operatives were given hardcore examples of how to commit voter fraud. And this is the White House's response. Take a listen to when one of the reporters is asking him a question.
The Project Veritas videos that have been making the rounds of late, does the White House have any reaction to the dismissal or the severance of two veteran Democratic operatives after the release of the latest Project Veritas videos? In particular, I want to draw your attention to Robert Kramer, a convicted felon who visited the White House, according to reports, 342 times, also met personally with the president.
Well, that's all they can get the White House, apparently. Right, no, Al Sharpton, right, he owes all kinds of tax money. The Black Lives Matter people that really did some damage out there. I mean, there's a whole bunch of people that have been allowed in the White House that you guys on the left are fighting. It's almost like you revere, you hold up crime, you hold up thugs, you hold up people that are just nasty. Trump is nasty because he says he wants to grab a woman's crotch, but yet You invite Jay-Z and others to the White House that have actually done it? That promote it? That think it's the right thing to do? Yeah. Yeah, you make a lot of sense.
President some 47 times, the most recent occasion being in June of this year.
Well, I've been asked about videos that have come from this outlet.
Yeah, right. You've been asked about videos. But what about the thug he just talked about being in the White House over 300 times, a felon? Oh, he was okay. Yeah, we'll ignore him. We'll talk about the Project Veritas guys that even though, yes, they have had their troubles in the past, coming forward, it's not true. These are unadulterated films. They're straight on raw films.
In the past, and in each time I've tried to urge people to take those reports not at face value, and not just with a grain of salt, but maybe even a whole package of salt, because...
Yeah, let's be a little bit, because, hey, it's against Democrats, and we can't have that. Again, I'd love to see if this was against a Republican, what he'd be doing.
Despite what the name might suggest, these videos have not often revealed the truth.
No. That's a lie. It's not that they've not often. Yes, he had been caught in his early days in the past screwing around with the videos. He doesn't do it anymore. All those Planned Parenthood. Now, one of them was not one of them, even though the FBI had him and Kamala Harris had him, the Attorney General from the state of California. Nothing. Nothing. He was exonerated by everybody. Nothing. They were all true. Nobody still wants to do anything about it. You just don't care.
You do have some people that were sort of shoved out or walked away based on the release of these videos.
Yeah. And so that is true. And...
I don't quite have an answer for you. I don't know how to explain that one away, but let's get back to the salt for a minute.
So that's why I'm reluctant to comment directly on the videos themselves. I think there is a principle, though, that I will give voice to, which is I know that there was the suggestion in some of these reports that it might be a clever organizing tactic or a clever political tactic to try to incite violence at political rallies. That is entirely inconsistent with the president's view about community organizing and waging a vigorous campaign, that we should attempt.
Yeah, there was no cheating during any one of his campaigns, were there?
And we should have so much confidence.
I guess when you have 108, I guess it's just good community organizing when you have 108% turnout in some precincts and dead people are voting. That's one hell of a community organizer, don't you think? What community is that? Anyway, we'll do some more of this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. We got to finish this. This is stupid. Just stupid.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the class, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It ain't that hard. You know, we're talking about Josh Earnest and his inability. Actually, you know, he can lie. Don't get me wrong. He has no problem lying. It's just pulling it off is the problem. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, or hit up the Facebook. On Facebook, there's a live feed up there where you can respond with people that are a lot smarter than I am. If you're just tuning in, look, I am not doing the norm today, right, where the couple of the interviews were pre-recorded at the end of last week. I did it on purpose because what I want to do is I want to play what their take was. on what Trump did wrong and what he needed to do. And then while it's fresh in your mind today, and you're going to listen to this and you're going to take notes on the debate, then we're going to discuss it tomorrow. So, yes, I'm giving you a fighting chance, we'll say. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Josh Earnest is speaking on the Veritas videos. And, of course, they're all wrong. You have to take it with a grain of salt. And you can't really take any of these guys as seriously. He's been known to edit tape in the past. And, yes, he has in his early days. But all that's changed. I mean, come on. Cut me some slack. Again, my mantra this year, for some of you who've heard me say it, the Dems mantra actually is Dems good, Republicans bad. Doesn't matter what it is. We could save 100 kids drowning in a river. Save 100 kids that are stuck in an orphanage that's on fire, and we'd still be bad people. Take a listen. Come on, Josh, give us the good stuff.
It's in the power of our persuasion and in our arguments that we shouldn't have to resort to violence, and in fact it is completely inappropriate to resort to violence to advance a political goal. And
now he's talking about the Trump rallies, the Trump where there was violence taking place there. And they tried to blame it on Trump, even though the people there even said they didn't support Trump. The ones that were starting the problems, the mainstream media, even though they had absolutely no proof. See, they're hypocrites big time. Because what they won't do is they're saying they will not play the Veritas videos, that they won't talk about the WikiLeaks, because there's no way for them to verify them. They're not verified as being true. Yet, they had no problem calling out these people at the Trump rallies as Trump supporters at times, saying that the violence never really happened. I mean, when Trump says that it's rigged, he's not talking about... Now, he says in some cases he is. I would have to agree with him to a degree. Again, when you have 108% turnout at a precinct and almost no votes go... Actually, in one precinct, not a vote went to Romney. What is really the chances of that happening? Right? None. So when he says it's rigged, and you get the mainstream media spending, 18 hours on Trump's issues, all of them combined in a week, and less than an hour on the WikiLeaks of Mrs. Clinton, no, it's not rigged at all. Right? There's no one-sided. No, not at all.
That certainly is a principle that the president strongly believes in.
As far as Gray was concerned, with all those visits here to the White House in particular, I'm wondering, is that a reflection of the ethical standards of the Obama White House that a guy like that who...
Yes, it is definitely the ethical standards. You've got Sharpton going in on there, right? We've had Jay-Z going in. I mean, we've had all kinds of people that have no business being in there going in and out of there.
The Project Veritas videos that have been making the rounds.
Oh, come on. Really? You're going to do this to me? I hate when it does that. Hold on.
Visits here to the White House in particular. I'm wondering, is that a reflection of the ethical standards of the Obama White House that a guy like that, who, at least according to the videos, admittedly these videos are in some dispute in some circles, seems to be suggesting voter fraud?
If they're not real, and if they're in some dispute in some circles, then why did those people quit? Why did two of the main people quit, leave?
Who, at least according to the videos, admittedly, these videos are in some dispute in some circles, seems to be suggesting voter fraud, a person who is a convicted felon, who is an often frequent visitor here at the White House. It is a reflection, some would argue, on the standards of this White House, that's the type of person that's here with that sort of frequency.
Yeah. And I think at this point, I would urge extreme caution in drawing conclusions about anybody's character based on a few hours of having looked at this video, because time and time and time...
Well, here's the problem. It's not the videos that are calling out this guy's character. Okay? No, the guy he's talking about that went to the White House like 300 times, he's a convicted felon. That's not a video tweak. He's a convicted felon, period. You can't community organize that away, people.
I'm, again, the information that is released by this organization is a lot different than initial reports would indicate.
Well, then why did you fire the other two guys? Why did you accept their resignations? Why did you let them go? I don't understand. Why did the DNC, when it came to the WikiLeaks stuff that you said wasn't real either, why were those people let go? Why were they moved around, shuffled, whatever? you know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She went from being one of the capos for the mafia to being, you know, Al Capone's right hand man. Some of you will get that. Some of you won't. So I don't get where you're coming from. I don't get what you're thinking with this stuff.
And the information that is released by this organization is a lot different than initial reports would indicate. Okay. Cheryl, I'll come back to you. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Switching the policy. Yesterday the president said that the TTIP negotiation had been discussed with the Italian prime minister.
That's correct.
Can you give us any update on the status of that agreement?
I don't know in how much detail they were able to discuss it. We'll see if we can get you some more information about the nature of their discussions on this issue. But I don't have an update for you in terms of our expectations. The president has tasked his team with a rather ambitious goal.
Stop that. I love it because I'm seeing, you know, they've got these little iPhones out and they're sitting on the back of the chair. Somebody made a mistake of putting a little shelf up there. So they put their little iPhone on the shelf and they're able to shoot audio, video, whatever, at these guys while they're speaking. Okay, look, don't go far. We've got Wayne Allenrood coming up in the next hour, and one of the things we're talking about is whether he can win, what's going on with the mainstream media, what's happening. I know that this particular show is coinciding with the actual debate itself. And some of you don't watch it. You come over here and you tell me I'm not watching the debate. And I didn't want to do anything live because I really do. These are views from last week that I haven't aired yet. From people that are in the know, David Bigo, Wayne Allenrood, Congressman, or former Congressman John LeBoutelier, all on with me tonight to discuss this. So if you miss anything, you can always go back and get it. But right now, I got to tell you something, man. If we don't fight back, this country's going to be different for years to come. Ruth Ginsburg is 84 years old. How much longer do you think she's going to hang out? Right away, an empty seat and Ruth, there's two. You're screwed. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You're listening to The Rail Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be part of the conversation. You know, Wayne Allen Root joins me, a great guy, an author, a fellow talk show host. He's written a new book called The Angry White Male, How the Donald Trump Phenomenon is Changing America and What We Can All Do to Save the Middle Class. And again, thanks so much for being with me, Wayne.
Hey, my pleasure, Joe. And by the way, tell me the last couple of weeks have not verified everything I said. I mean, that book, Angry White Male, was not meant to be anti-anyone, discriminatory, racist, not anti-black. It's just defending the fact that the last group you're allowed to be racist against is white, straight, Christian males. And sure enough, you have Hillary calling us deplorables and irredeemable. You've got her husband just yesterday saying that we're a bunch of rednecks, which, if you look it up in the dictionary, redneck is a white trash racist. You've got emails from Wikipedia. Hillary's campaign came out of Wikipedia yesterday condemning Catholics and evangelicals and asking for a Catholic spring. You should infiltrate the Catholic Church and the Vatican and make them love gays and transgenders. I mean, everything is against white males. They hate us. They hate everything about us. And not only am I proud that I pointed that out, but I pointed out Donald would win the election only because he has one loyal group, and he's going to pick off a few other black people, a few women, a few Hispanics. But 40 million angry white males would never leave his side, no matter what they come out with. And even this videotape didn't change a single white male vote. So I think Donald's still on track to win this election. And as of this morning, Rasmussen up 2 points. Donald Trump, 43-41.
Wow.
He was down 7 on the weekend, up 2 today. They can't beat him, Joe.
No.
They throw the kitchen sink at him.
Well,
they call him a rapist, a sexual assaulter. They can't beat him because the angry white males will not abandon our Donald Trump.
Well, I don't think it's just angry. I mean, we've got, yeah, the book is called Angry White Males for those who weren't paying attention early on. But I think you've got a large portion of the community now saying, look, We've had it with the politicos. We've had it with the politicians. You know, we've had it with this kind of thing. And I'm so glad to hear that the numbers are coming up. Think about it. You said they're throwing a kitchen sink at him. They are. They're coming after him with the woman thing, with the tax thing, with the bigotry. They are doing anything in these little sound bites to try to nail him. But the big mistake I think they're making this time, Wayne, and you tell me if you think I'm wrong, when you start attacking the Catholics like that, one of the biggest voting blocks in the country, when you say the things that she said about them, she may turn those people against her hard and fast, don't you think?
Well, she will, but that wasn't a mistake. They didn't know they were being watched. She would never say that in a speech, right? That was just in a private email. We now find out what they really think of all of us. And it's no surprise to me. I don't know any Catholic who thought Hillary Clinton loved Catholics or Obama thinks. Do you think any Democrat likes religious people? They hate you if you're white. They hate you if you're Christian. They hate you if you believe in the Bible. What did Obama say? We cling to our guns and our Bibles. Anyone could figure out how these people hate us. And these people doesn't relate to black people because Obama's black. Stop with this racist nonsense. It relates to Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, Bernie Sanders, who's Jewish. It doesn't matter. They're Democrats. They're liberals. They're commies. That's what I mean by these people. They're a bunch of communists. They hate religion, and they hate anyone who has money, who owns a business. That's their enemy, their sworn enemy. And they hate anyone who pays taxes. They only like the people who collect the money, not the people who actually pay it.
Yeah, you know, what's really funny, Wayne, is, you know, I wrote a piece. I haven't talked to you since I wrote this piece. And I went down the list of how, you know, Donald has taken legal. He's taken legal tax deductions. He's worked the tax system legally. And he's done nothing legally wrong, okay? Now, you look to the other side. You want to talk about Tim Geithner. You want to talk about Sharpton and the others, including the Clinton Foundation. Not only do they not do things legally, they refuse to pay the tax they owe. They try to skirt to pay the tax they owe, and they cheat on their taxes. And yet, he's the bad guy. They're trying to turn this whole thing around with smoke and mirrors. It's not working, is it?
Yeah, no, it's not working, to perfection. I mean, it's working somewhat. I mean, most of the polls show Donald losing, but not by a lot. Only the NBC poll that came out showed him down 9, and that was just a total, complete lie. Reuters and NBC are both guilty of the exact same thing. Reuters showed Donald Trump like a week and a half ago up by 1, so they changed the demographics of the poll. So he wasn't up 1 anymore. He was down 6. They just included more Democrats.
Yeah.
The more Democrats you ask, the further down Donald goes. Same thing with the NBC poll. It was conducted by Peter Hart, who's a contributor to the Clinton campaign, who's a huge Democrat, and he made a poll that includes too many Democrats. It's just such an interesting thing because it's so easy to spot. Democrats only have a slight advantage nationwide in registration. They're up by 4 or 5 points nationwide, but independents all lean Republican. So when you see a poll that's like a 9% edge for Democrats in the amount of people they poll, you know it's a gigantic, fixed, rigged poll. And that's what they're doing. They're putting in polls where Democrats outweigh Republicans by 9 points instead of 4 points, which is the actual number. So of course Donald looks like he's down 6. He'd be up 3 if you did it the other way around. It's just a total, complete attempt to demoralize, number one, the Trump people, and number two, America loves a winner, and if you think the guy's a loser, you're liable to switch the vote because you want to be on the winning side.
Yeah.
So they just need to convince you you're on the losing side.
Yeah, it actually has money going in a different direction too, right? If people believe the polls, if some of the givers believe the polls, you know, the donors,
right.
They're not going to give money to – nobody wants to give money to a loser. And, you know, and
right.
Again, I think he did a great job a few weeks ago. I think it was maybe even just 10 days ago when he came out and said, look – by the time we get done with this, I'm going to have $100 million of my own money into this campaign. So I don't need other people's money. I'm going to make it work. Hey, what do you think of his strategy? He said, I don't need a big ground game because I have, you know, I do the rallies. I get tens of thousands of people to the rallies, and that's kind of the same thing. Are you in with that, or what's your thought?
No, I'm not in with that, but I don't think it matters because it's not his ground game. The RNC has the ground game. And they're going to bring out more people than they've ever brought out. You know, I said this after the 12 election. Mitt Romney had a ground game that collapsed the morning of the elections. There was no ground game. He had software to get all the Republicans out to vote. It was new. It was untested. And they tried it out the morning of the election. How stupid. And it crashed. And so they were flying blind, and they had no way to get any Republican out to vote. And so because of that, we lost the election, and everyone said, oh, yeah, America loves Obama. No, we would have won if we had any ground game at all.
Yeah.
So I'm a big believer in the ground game. But I think we can thank goodness that it's not Donald who has to have the ground game. The RNC has put together a very sophisticated ground game, and I think it'll be the difference on Election Day. And they proved it because in 2014, that's the only major election since 12. And we swept every single congressional seat, every Senate seat. Why? Because of our new ground game. Now we're going to try it out for the first time in a presidential election. I think we're now even with the Democratic Party in ground game, and I think we'll be okay. That's not Trump's job. That's the RNC's job. And I think they'll do just fine. Fine, assuming they're not sabotaging Donald Trump. Of course, I worry about that, too. But I think this is Brexit, Joe. I'm just not going to worry. I'm not going to lose sleep. It's Brexit,
I'm
and
with
we
you.
Think of Donald Trump. He's not a person. Donald Trump is a middle finger. He's just a middle finger to Washington, D.C. And so we're voting for a middle finger. We're not voting for a human being. We're voting for a middle finger.
We got to do a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the damage that, not that Donald's doing, but the party's doing to itself by not backing Donald.
Now, as a public service to the human race, great moments in Democrat racist history. Today's subject is a white guy named Black. Hugo Black was a man who hated black people. And he didn't just hate them. Hugo Black was a member of the KKK in Alabama in the 1920s. He was a lawyer and became famous for defending Klansmen in court for murdering black people. In one famous case, a Klansman named Stevenson had allegedly murdered a white Catholic priest in Birmingham who was there to help black people. And Hugo Black defended Stevenson, stacking the jury with KKK members. Black was seen to make Klan gestures to the jury during the trial, and his client was found not guilty. Hugo Black used this case as part of his campaign for the Senate in 1926, calling for KKK votes and running as a Democrat. While serving in the Senate, Hugo Black filibustered against an anti-lynching law. Want more, my infidel friends? In the 1940s, KKK member Hugo Black was appointed to the Supreme Court of the United States of America by FDR, a president who famously said on many occasions he would never, ever, ever have his photograph taken with a black man. Like they say on that network, the more you know. Tune in. Great moments in Democrat racist history.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com. a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
I guess you can sum it up in two words. What's that? Get involved.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school, no! Me neither! Get ready to go! No way, Daniel! Yeah! I ain't going to
school. We are back. Hopefully you are, too. Always a pleasure to have you on board, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation.
Wayne Allen Root is with me, and he's written a book called Angry White Male, How the Donald Trump Phenomenon is Changing America, and What We Can All Do to Save the Middle Class, and what we, this is my part of it, and what we all need to do to save this country, because I do believe this election is about saving this country. Wayne, thanks for being with me today.
I think it's about saving Catholicism and evangelical Christianity and Judeo-Christian values and capitalism. It's about all of those, Joe. I'm telling you, we're all going to be under attack. Remember, I started out life as a Jew, and then I took Christ as my Savior, and I'm now evangelical Christian. But I'll always be a Jew. You know, it's in my blood, and I can't change that. And I love the Jewish people. And when I think back to the Holocaust to my relatives, what's that famous saying? First they came for the Jews and no one cared because I wasn't Jewish, and then they came for the Catholics and I didn't care because I wasn't Catholic, and then they came for this and that, and eventually they came for me and it was too late, everybody was gone.
That's right.
That applies to today. I'm telling you, they're coming, they're going to finish the job Obama did. They're coming for all the capitalists, all the business owners, all the small business owners, and they're coming for all the Catholics and the evangelicals, and they're also coming to destroy Israel. They're coming to take our Bibles away, and they're coming to take our guns away. I'm telling you, this election is the end of America if it isn't Trump.
You know, it's really funny. I don't know if you know who he is, but I had General Paul Valley on the show yesterday, and I have him on from time to time, and he's always agreed with me that our soldiers would never turn against us. They would never, you know, come down the streets of America and take your guns away. He said, Joe, I can't attest to that today. He said that Barack Obama has so decimated the military, so decimated the American lovers or the U.S. lovers at the top of the military chain. He said, I don't know what they would do given the proper orders. Where are you on that? What do you think?
I think that I don't want to weigh in on whether our country is going to be taken over by our own army and where the soldiers stand. I don't think you even need to. I don't even think you need to do that. I think Obama has figured out, and Hillary will go with him. All you need to do is just take over the school system and brainwash kids generation after generation that we're all racist. You and I are racist. We're white men. We ruined the world. We ruined America. We held them down. The reason your parents are poor is because of Wayne Root, Joe Messina. This is what they're teaching our children. And pretty soon, the kids are so dumb that on the day WikiLeaks dumps things that would put any normal person in prison, and Hillary needs to go to prison for life, on that day, you just know you trot out a woman who's been paid to lie and say Trump groped her. And on that day, all the media will report is the woman who was groped by Trump. They won't report that Hillary said in a speech, I believe in open borders and flooding the country with foreigners. Oh. They won't even report it. And even if they did, the average person would be much more interested because they'd read the National Enquirer, not the Wall Street Journal. So they'd be interested in Trump groping women, not Hillary opening the borders. We're so dumbed down, you don't even need the military to conquer America anymore.
Hey, how much damage do you think has been done to the party by the party, by the Paul, you know, the Ryans of the world and what have you, turning against Trump on this recent, well, actually not even this recent situation. All along, they've never really supported him and got behind him. The will of the people in the party has been skirted. How much damage do you think they've done to the party as a whole?
Well, I mean, I think on one hand, a lot of damage, but on the other hand, I don't know that it matters because I think it's our party now. It's Donald Trump's party. It's the deplorables party, and it's the irredeemables party. It's the terrible Catholics and the horrible evangelicals party. You know, it's the savages party. I like to say we're all savages.
I like that.
We've got pitchforks, and we're coming to burn D.C. down. It's our party now. See, they don't even realize they've lost control of their party. It's the Trump party. It's not the GOP. It's the TOP. You know, it's the Trump-old party. They've just lost it, and they don't even know it. They, you know, they've fallen, Joe, and they can't get up. They should wear that bracelet around their neck to press for help 911. They don't even know what they're doing anymore. They've lost control of their own party. The base doesn't like or agree with any of their own establishment politicians. We only like Donald Trump, and that's why he got the most votes in the history of the Republican Party in the primaries, and that's why I believe he'll do just fine on Election Day, and he'll do just fine as president because he'll pit the people against his own party, the GOP, even though he'll be the Republican president of the United States. It'll be like he's an insurgent in his own party fighting his own Congress and his own Senate, his own House and his own Senate. That's what it's going to be like, and I think he'll come out the winner.
You know, I tell people all the time, I say, you know, if you guys would get off your high horses and really think things through, and I want you to speak to the Never Trumpers in a second, but I say to these people, you know, stop talking about his finger on the button. There is no button that he presses to launch the nukes. It doesn't actually work that way. And, you know, when Hillary's husband lost the keys for, a month, 6 weeks, and never said anything about it? So, and if you look at the team he's going to surround himself with, the most important decision that the next president is going to make, bar everything else for the moment, is the Supreme Court justices. Because they will dictate, unfortunately, they will dictate every other edict, every other law that goes through as being constitutional or non-constitutional. And Hillary Clinton the other night said she would attack the First Amendment, she would attack the Second Amendment, and didn't mention the Constitution one time. So what would you say to the never Trumpers about the difference between the two and why they need to check the box for Trump?
Well, first of all, we've lost everything in this country. We meaning the right. We've lost the schools. We've lost the colleges, the universities, the grad schools. We've lost the media. We've lost the legal system. We've lost the judges. All we have left, Democrats know what we have left. We have the internet. See, they can't fool us anymore because we just go to Drudge Report. We don't listen to NBC News. We have the internet. We have talk radio. And that's why they're going to be so desperate if Hillary wins to stop talk radio and to stop the internet and put it under the control of One World, which it is now. It's the UN's, the UN has control now of the internet. And they're going to get to the point where they ban Drudge Report. They ban sites that are too racist and too vicious in their opinion. And they'll come up with reasons why they'll ban conservative talk radio. They'll use the fairness doctrine, and you'll need to have half liberal and half conservative shows, which will put every radio station out of business, because you and I both know nobody listens to liberal talk radio. Why? Because people listen to right radio mostly in their cars, and people are going to and from work in their cars, and liberals don't go to and from work. That's why liberal talk radio doesn't work. So they're going to try and take all of the things that are working for us away from us. They're vicious. They believe in censorship. They don't believe in free speech. They want to believe that we're all evil people who want to, you know, kill black people and leave women and children starving in the streets. And they try and brainwash kids to believe that, too. If we don't win this election, it's lost. We lose talk radio on the internet, it's lost.
Yeah.
So if you're a Christian, you just can't spend your life worrying about the words of Donald Trump from 11 years ago and 30 years ago or what women he groped 30 years ago. I don't believe any of it anyway. I believe Donald Trump was one of the handsomest billionaires that's ever lived. I don't think he ever had to grope a single woman ever. I think they threw themselves at him. So it's all a lie. They all are, you know, they're either Democrats right now and they just want to see Trump lose, or they're looking for a payday. They're looking for money and a National Enquirer $100,000 payoff, or they really had sex with Donald Trump, and now they want to claim it was not consensual because they think there's a payday.
Oh,
they,
sure.
They're liberal and they want to beat us. Right. So it's all nonsense. All that matters is the man isn't a perfect Christian. I can tell you that much. The man is what I think. He's a perfect guy sent from God. From central casting to be the vicious guy we needed to save America, save capitalism, fight the Clinton crime cartel, and save Christianity from these vicious, vicious people. They're terrible, dirty people, and a nice guy could have never won this war. Only a dirty player could win the war. So I think Donald's the perfect guy sent by God to fill the perfect role and save us all.
You know, it's funny because the similarities here between him and Reagan. You remember the outcry towards Reagan when he talked about the way he talked about Russia, the way he talked about the Soviet Union, when he told them to tear the wall down. Remember, the Dems were going crazy, and even people in his own party were going crazy in the way he was, you know, handling diplomacy. But it was just regular down-to-earth conversation he was having, and that's why I believe he was so successful. Hey, Wayne, tell people how they can get your book. Tell people how they can find Wayne Allyn Root and listen to your show.
Sure, it's Angry White Male is the book, and I think you'll cheer aloud in bed as you read it at night. How about that? That's how much you're going to love this book. And you can get it at Amazon or any fine bookstore like Barnes & Noble. If they don't have it, tell them to get it in. But it's always available at Amazon.com. And my website's Root for America, where you get all my commentaries for free. And I think you'll cheer when you watch my video commentaries as well. My latest one, you can find it at RootForAmerica.com. It's called Donald Trump is a Savage, and We Love It.
That's great. All right, Wayne, thanks for being with me today. I really appreciate it. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. A lot more tomfoolery in the next hour.
We will keep this promise.
My name is Tommy Flanagan, and I'm a member of Pathological Liars Anonymous.
If you like your doctor...
In fact, I'm the president of that organization.
You will be able to keep your doctor, period.
Yeah, that's who I am.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan, period.
Health care man, please listen. Institute this system, healthcare man. My doctor will move to Mars at last.
No matter what you've heard, if you like your doctor or healthcare plan, you can keep it, period. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your private health insurance plan, you can keep your plan.
So if you're out there listening and you want to stop your habit of lying, just give us a call.
What we said was you could keep it if it hasn't changed since the laws passed.
Because we have meetings now every week at my house in Jamaica.